Blog Talk Radio.
You have a side that's safe for her to go out of state. Now she's in and you can celebrate. A side that's getting your life in sync. Someday retire and hit the link. Got a plan today, yeah, and that's the key. So tomorrow you can get where you want to be. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Beck. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. And again, 516-453-9133. So, if you'd like to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, please press number 1 in order to possibly be selected to speak. Select either on the computer, Informational Guru by Antonia Beck, under blogtalkradio.com, and select either live shows or titles, and you can listen to the present show and or previous shows. Tonight's show is titled "The Resurgent COVID Is Here Again." I hate to say, I told you so, karma is on the rise again. And with it came another new variant in South Africa this time called the Omicron variant. Not in the United States, though, but in Australia and other countries. It is rapidly taking more lives than can imagine. Even though it started in, why is global warming and climate change such a hot topic? Answer, it is putting us in hot water as human beings who will be subjected to non-existence if we do not reverse the predicted outcome of immediate change and cleanup of the planet soon. And the stimulus package that was meant to be given out starting August 21, why did it take a turn about who received the additional aid? And why not everyone this time in the United States? Plus, continuous violence and gun usage in the United States and other countries against innocent people. Let us address that. And flash mobs taking expensive items from department stores in the United States. Human beings haven't much changed, according to some sources and all over the world. Why haven't it changed? And events. We can think off of the top of our head about inexpensive holiday cheer so everyone can be happy or feel loved, which include crafts, games, inexpensive presents, more. So, again, good evening, everyone. Yes, I did have my booster shot after contemplating it, and I think I made a good decision to do it. I will think personally, my decision came upon considering when I had gotten my first booster shot in January at the Veterans Administration hospital. I'm here not because my age qualified me for that in particular, unfortunately, but I got it because of the consideration of a more minor but realistic time frame in my life that may involve pre-existing conditions. For those who are not familiar with the pre-existing conditions, remember, there was an introduction of things such as people who might have diabetes or breathing disorders or obesity, or maybe another one has been included since I've last learned of it. But we need to build reality and realize it's about saving your life, I hope. But if I haven't received any limbs to extend for my body that were not usually there by now, after January and February, taking the second shot, I trust that I have all the faith in the world from the man up above, as they say, it may be a good thing for me. Anyone else, I can understand you have your reasons to hold back on your decision-making. And may I say, there may be reasons that you don't even understand, including myself, why we had to hold back on decision-making. I once told a story about the mother who had a little girl who decided that they were going to hold back after a year of the vaccine being first issued, like it has been in January, because they wanted to see if a year's time had given them the idea that if it has been made to work and most of the people have done well under those conditions, she'll take it also. Well, it's good to sometimes hesitate instead of jumping into a situation before examining it. So I decided to come up with some interesting answers to interesting questions. Thanks to Google, they have devised a lot of sources, so if I can please share them with you, I will be glad to do that in a moment. But unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of reoccurring bad news, but there is another variant. There is a COVID that has evolved since the surge of the most popular recent deviant variant a few months ago. And we had to race to hope that the present vaccine addressed that variant as well as the coronavirus itself from the year when it was first announced back in March 2020. So in this COVID family, this newest development since the deviant and other little COVIDs that have been announced because they're constantly mutating, it is called the Omicron variant. If someone would like to know the spelling of Omicron, just to make sure they get it right, it's only 7 letters. If you have to run to get a pencil, I may announce it again in a while so that you may want to write it down or put it into your system that you have, your electronic system. Omicron. O-M-I-C-R-O-N. Once again, the spelling, O-M-I-C-R-O-N, variant. To my education, things that I never anticipated hearing asked. Hopefully, this less than a dozen questions and their answers are brief and concise as we can make it. And the answers that will be provided to you, as I mentioned, are compliments of Google receiving it and offering you all of these wonderful so things to keep you from anticipate not having to feel totally in the dark about what all of this is about. Some of the responses may be actually PG-12, or it used to be called PG-13 as a rating, which refers to the age when you refer to the number, only to protect the listening ears of younger children. We will start with this one. What is the new strain of COVID called? The answer, the new strain of coronavirus is called a variant of concern. That's right, everyone. A variant of concern. Well, the World Health Organization announced this past Friday the strain now named Omicron. It was reported to the agency by South Africa, of course, through the WHO, World Health Organization. And that was Wednesday, which were actually less than a few days ago, according to some, and by the World Health Organization called New COVID Strain of Variant of Concern. Okay, to continue. Next question. Did COVID skip to Omicron? In other words, everyone, let me explain before I give you the answer. When they mean did COVID skip to Omicron, they mean the whole COVID situation. Was it converted to just straight Omicron variant? Before I give you their answer, I did hear where Omicron variant was supposed to be so severe until it's not going to be even 100% classified yet specifically as COVID, but they're just contemplating that. But obviously it's in the virus group, so it's not to be answered right at this moment. After all, it is less than a week ago when we received this information we have received. So anyway, the answer, Coronavirus Briefing and Health Weekly reports. They get a morning briefing, the coronavirus pandemic, three times a week, and a weekly health newsletter. It debates the crisis and, of course, examine it. So the WHO, World Health Organization, said it had skipped them because the virus that came out around the time Deviant had came out, which was not long after, was called new, capital N, small u, but easily confused with the word new, as it say, I do have a new pair of shoes, for example, N-E-W, small letters. Then there was one called X-I, so capital letter X, small letter I, and it was a common surname. And with all of this new and a capital N, small u, and X-I, or they may call it Z, which is capital Z-I, I'm quite sure at this point there was just a little too much confusion. So they took the old blackboard and decided to work it through again. But there is an article on WSJ.com called "In Naming Omicron Variants." In other words, in the naming of the new variant called Omicron. And they say the authorities skipped XI and new, all in this one particular title. So there is one that will amuse some people, but then again, it's to be regarded as something that a lot of people don't want to underestimate. I mean, after all, we did hear too many reports of several million people across the world dying. So, no, as I was taught in grade school, they say, no question is a dumb question. In other words, don't underestimate the worth of a question that we don't even realize many other people would like to ask, but they never do. And they wind up becoming out a loser. So the question is, does the COVID-19 virus live a long time on clothing? Well, research suggests, according to the answer, that COVID-19 doesn't survive on clothing or hard surfaces. By exposing the virus to heat, though, may shorten its life. So they suggest you expose it to heat. And a study was published and found that a room temperature condition was a better condition to have the COVID to linger in order to maintain consistency and hoping to try to get rid of it. But they did say COVID-19 was detectable on fabric for up to 2 days. So I can't give you a perfect example. Let's say, for instance, someone had COVID, and God forbid it was bad enough, and it came in your home, and how or whatever, or you're coming into your home, you may find that very thinly minute may linger on the maybe the threads of some clothing that can't because of the ratio of product versus the disease. But it's not 100% predictable. So it has been suggested that compared to several days for plastic and metal, which definitely was not a good way of saying that fabric, you can compare it to metal or plastic because metal and plastic will win out. They'll have a less ability to have COVID-19 to linger on it. You don't wipe the surface down or something. Then you definitely have to consider the conditions. Suggestion, since they feel as though the heat may kill off the virus, then you wash your clothes in hot water. Now, when you wash your hands, you don't wash them in hot water. What you do is just clean your hands with hopefully a sanitizer and the typical soap and water, and just exercise common sense. Here's another question. How did the COVID variant differ from whatever else is going on today and previously? It said that the research suggests that the changes to the spike protein may make the Delta variant, which was actually a scare that we received back maybe a little more than a few months ago, that up to 50% of the variants can definitely be transmitted more than the other COVID-19 variants. So it sounded like it had more of a scare than coronavirus. Take that into consideration. Now, I will definitely be bringing someone in a moment, but I just want to let you know, I saved the best for last. That will be the PG-13 or 12 years of age questions, but they are related to sex. So if you have any children in there, I'm going to take a break soon and definitely give you an opportunity to get their little selves into another room or to bed, and that will come up after these other additional basic question. So with that being said, if everyone sit tight, I would love to share these next other questions prior to the PG-13 questions that you may find very important because a lot of us, including myself, didn't have that extensive an education about what this is all about when they give all of these names like SARS, COVID, Mu, Nu, Delta. It sounds like a fraternity or sorority the way they've been assigning these names, but we won't take it personal and continue to discuss them like adults should. So thank you. Okay, We have a caller in queue, and I would like to ask you if you would like to come on and, you know, mention to me your name, and if you do have a show, your date, time, and the next anticipated day possibly, and that's if you already know it. And who is it that's actually calling in tonight, please?
Hi, Antonia. It is Genesis Amaris Kent. The name of my show is Gem, and I am also an ONE family member here on these stations. I definitely wanted to tune in for my support. Great questions regarding the COVID virus, if it's living on clothes, hard surfaces, mm-hmm. and et cetera, as well as bringing up the talking point about the new variant that originated from South Africa, so they say. So one of the questions, I'm not sure if you covered it early on in the segment, was now the CDC is saying that all adults should now get the booster vaccine in light of the new variant that has arose from South Africa. Did you talk about that, and what are your pros and cons? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are for the vaccine, as well as there are a lot of people who aren't for the vaccine, and they feel like the government should not regulate us getting the vaccine. And there's also a lot of monetary ties that have been segued into people who got the vaccine. They've been paying them. They've put them on trips and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And in all the history of America, people are saying, we were never paid for any other, you know, vaccine. So why is this one now so prevalent and important?
Wow. Okay, and your name once again is?
Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm also part of the ONE family, and my segment here on this station is called Gems, and it comes on every 4 weeks on Mondays.
Oh, I've seen the appearance of your name, and it's a very delightful thing for you to call in out of concern. And you contemplated a lot of questions. I may be called informational guru, but I am far from being God, and I proudly can say that because I know there's always room for improvement. Well, Jim, I say this much. Very nice voice, you know, very pleasant that you have first. And I'm going to ask you again, when is your show supposed to be appearing again?
Yes, my next show would be on air December 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Good. You'll have more questions that I could even ask of you to, you know, update what I need to know to stay clear of the COVID and warn people that I personally know until whenever I'm scheduled to come on. And I would love to be able to answer that. I have to admit, I'm definitely familiar with the various controversies, and I'm not going to challenge anybody. I just give them the reason why I do it, and if they feel as though they have something relatable or something they would like to warn somebody about, that's good. But, you know, to tell them what they're doing wrong, no. I will say I have a relative, somewhat close relative. She was an anti-vaxxer. Of course, I know not to name her name or anything. And when she caught the COVID after, you know, being a sworn anti-vaxxer, she, like even the basketball player from the 76ers named Joel Embiid, the center, said that is the worst thing they ever caught in their life. And Joel Embiid is a big, strong young man, and I'm quite sure he probably said with him playing sports, he's durable, you know, resilient. But guess what? It took him out of here, he said. So I just want to let you know that there come a time where, as an adult, I have to use the logic of reasoning and doing a check and balance. And persuading people is not my anticipated intention, but trying to hope that people say to themselves, well, golly, I had a neighbor down the street, and they didn't make it, or somebody in my community. Let me not ignore the different things that people have been going through and look further into it, and look into it by way of hopefully rationalizing all that's going on with all of this. You know, I've even had anticipated being a medical worker, but just didn't take that turn. But guess what? I have a pretty good respectful exploration just to make sure we can hopefully all come to a reasonable agreement on what they should or shouldn't do, at least for themselves. And that's what most reasonable doctors do. But excuse me, you would like to say something additional?
Oh, yes, Antonio, for me. I would like to agree with what you said, because I truly believe that each one of us was given a brain, and we need to do our own due diligence and research stuff for ourselves from credible sources and not just rely on what our family members say, what our friends say, or what the media says, because sometimes people could lead you astray. You have to do what's best for you, your family, and your household. If the vaccine works for you, cool, take it. If you don't want to take it, then that's your business. But we're not here to have a debate about what you choose to do with your body, because at the end of the day, when God calls us home, each one of us has to be accounted for on Judgment Day. And that's all I like to say respectfully, because I have gotten into it with my, you know, my own families. And I said, you know what, I'm not here to debate with you. I'm not on the debate team. But what I can tell you is I'm going to do what's best for me and my household, and I suggest you do the same, whether I'm for the vaccine or not. But we're not going to go into this today.
Thank you very much, Kim. And because of that, I'm going to have to get myself together and start being able to support again, so I can hear all of this wonderful information come to a determination of seeing how you decide on things in the long run for, you know, different reasons. Because I have to respect the fact that you can also add to whatever I have to talk to. It doesn't stop here with me. And just to know that people pick this torch up and ran with me to hopefully expound on it. So it was wonderful talking to you, Jim.
My pleasure, and thank you again, Antonia. And once again, my name is Genesis, like the Bible, Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Okay, everyone out there, Jim, when she said Genesis, she goes by Jim also, G-E-M, but primarily Genesis, I believe. I tell you, it's wonderful to hear reasonable exchange of ideas and suggestions and what have you, because, you know, I know some people feel reluctant to have the coronavirus shot, but maybe you had people to try to shove it down your throat and you didn't appreciate that. Give them an opportunity to hear all of the reasons that are reasonable as to why they feel as though that it is worth your while to comply. Yes, it's an unfortunate thing about the jobs, but keep in mind, say, for example, there may be jobs out there. If someone caught coronavirus and it was that somebody had it at the job, people sit around and look for the opportunity to sue somebody, even if they're wrong. And you can't blame, like, a restaurant, for example, for protecting themselves. A government job, well, however that works out. So let's be mindful of the fact that people have to be reasonable about the way they look at this whole matter, including me, yes. I will keep myself on the chopping block for any need to address whatever works for me and tell you my development. And if it doesn't, then that's just life. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jim. How do the COVID Delta variant differ from, say, for example, the research? Because after all, the changes in the different proteins that make up the variants, people want to know what to expect. When they spoke of the word spike proteins, they mean if you look at a single coronavirus cell, you always see these little red things sticking out as an illustration, whether it's a photograph or a drawing or a painting or whatever. Well, the spike in a protein means several more are developing because they're so minute, so small, and you have to really look closely to see what they really look like under some degree of a microscope probe that may be available. So I can say this much. Again, they said that the Delta variant is notable than the actual COVID-19 variant. They want you to know, they would like to ask you to take that very seriously. They suggest that if you have the vaccine, you have at least 3 more months after taking part one and part two, I'm assuming of the second part two following that, to be able to take the booster if you really have a concern, especially with those of compromised immunity systems, you know, the things that allow you to still, let's just say, have your system to fall weak, your personal cellular makeup inside of your body, your cellular structure. And as for people who didn't get the vaccine, the Delta variant may cause more severe illnesses than the original strain of the virus, they say. That was back in September when they reported on that Delta variant. And it's, their publication is called "How Many Coronavirus Strains Are There?" And so it will discuss the different novel types of coronavirus. Now, the next question, how do viruses get their names? In other words, how do they get those names like new, Delta, Z, you know, XI, in other words? Well, anyway, it says viruses are named based on their genetic structure to facilitate the development of diagnostic. Pulling those names out of the air and thinking it's cute to name them. So it says here that the virologist, V-I-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T-S, obviously specialist in that line of work, they are a wider scientific community who do this type of work. In other words, the naming of these different viruses. So viruses are named by the group called the International Committee on Taxonomy, T-A-X-O-N-O-M-Y, of viruses. Again, International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses. Publication called Naming the Coronavirus Disease. And so anyway, we're going to start with the word SARS. What does SARS? I know you hear that thrown away around. I don't even know what SARS is. SARS too. But I got the opportunity to find out what SARS-CoV-2 means because there's so much jumping around of different names applied to this stuff. And so they want you to ask, what does SARS-CoV-2 stand for? And SARS-CoV-2 stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2. When they say severe, they mean your upper respiration system in your chest, in your nose, in your throat. More so things are that are above your torso that you may want to understand that inside your body, that's like a thing related to your lungs, trying to do a breakdown, everybody, so you can understand why I try to convert it into layman terms so you can understand it. So why is it called coronavirus 2? That's all related in that. Well, anyway, they said it is a virus that causes respiratory illness of humans. But that was back in March they named that here. Well, they explained that here, rather. And they put it down here. The naming system behind SARS-CoV, so you want to understand what SARS is, that's what you're, you know, looking for. And they asked there, is there a fifth wave of COVID? I'm going to answer what they meant by a fifth wave of COVID. But we're going to bring on caller number two. Caller number two, please come on.
Hey, peace and blessings, Antonio.
Oh, peace and blessings to you, Sister Bessie. And how are you?
I'm a lot better.
Wonderful.
I'm enjoying your show, your information.
Thank you.
I love it. But you know what?
Thank you.
I gotta tell you, Antonio.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This this COVID-19 and the variants and all this, this is not natural. This
No.
is unnatural.
No, it isn't.
I mean, because I just found out Omicron has 30 mutations.
Okay. There we go, everybody.
30 mutations.
I'm glad
and
you
I
called because I didn't even know that. But go ahead, please.
I told people that these viruses are created. You know, back in history, a virus wouldn't show up but every 100 years. These things are back to back, Antonio, back to back. Which makes it unnatural. So even if you get a shot, something else is coming up. Because they even said, you really, what I found out is that when you take the shot, you're covered for up to 6 months. But your coverage dwindles down to about 25%. So you're still capable of catching the virus. And, you know, and we look at it, I don't know how many variants has come out since the COVID, but it seems to me that these diseases, these viruses was intentionally made in order to mutate as they are doing. You know, I don't understand why people can't see that this is not of nature. It's not of nature. God ain't got nothing to do with this virus, these vaccines, and all this stuff that the world is suffering from. And, you know, I said in the past, Antonio, they want to wipe out the planet. People don't understand that. Even if you get the vaccine, you're still not covered for the variants. You're not covered. And they said this one, like you said, may be more dangerous than the Delta. This is something for people around the world to understand, that this is not, has nothing to do with the Creator. These are man-made diseases. And when I looked it up, virus means poison. Poison to one's soul and mind. You know, we got to save the world. We got to do whatever we have to save this planet. And I also just wanted to say that there is another thing that's out. It's a new drug. This drug is more powerful than fentanyl. It's more deadly. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a new drug you can use in a syringe, and it will take more the stuff that they spray in your nose, you know, when an officer comes up and you're having a dose. They may have to spray you three times in your nose. That's how powerful this stuff is. You know, so I just want people to think, and I thank you so much for what you do to keep everybody aware and awake. You know, I love
Hey, Sister Bessie, I got one for you. The name of it is called Cartonil, and it is it is serious right now. Cartonil is killing people in Europe 55% higher than fentanyl. I do my research, guys. You know, I mean, I'm not just your friendly neighborhood CEO. You know, I got to step with y'all guys, you know, because I don't do it, then, you know what I mean, what good am I? There was a person in Sweden on Saturday. I'm not going to take too much of Antonia's time, but she brought it up, and I got to give this information, Tony. I apologize.
That's okay.
Pardon me for interruption. But it was
in
Sweden.
I like to hear it.
It was applied on a cake, Sister Bessie. This is how evil the world is. Mm-hmm. It was applied on a cake at a birthday party. And three of the kids got seriously ill, and the person who had the birthday died.
Yeah.
All right? So let us be mindful of what Sister Bessie just said, and now back to the program.
Yes, and thank you so much, Antonio. You know I love you, and you keep us awake.
I love you, too. And I love you, too. I love you for bringing the wonderful information she do and giving her honest take on how she perceives, you know, whatever she hears and, you know, use her viewpoint and judgment on how she sees it so we can all sort of pick it apart or put it together or see what we'll absorb from whatever she has said. And I thank you to producer and Josie also. I thank you also because I would have never known the name no time soon, eventually maybe, but if you don't mind texting that at the end of the program, the title and the spelling, I would love to research this even further. Everyone's sentinel. I'm going to use this for example. I have to admit, I'm not 100% sure of the property, but just recently somebody was discussing the Prince, the musician, who died at the age of 57 a few years ago. Well, fentanyl was one of the drugs that he did not abuse, but he just probably took just a little more than what was ever prescribed for him, the way it appears to be mentioned. And as a result, you know, he's not, he don't weigh that much. And considering that it was part of the reason why he expired, you know, they called it an accidental drug overdose of fentanyl. Now, with Michael Jackson, the other person who's very much underweight and died at around the early 50s, he, which was a few years before Prince, surprisingly, he had, if I'm not mistaken, an overdose of Propofol. So they're both manufactured legal drugs, but not being taken in the proper dosages. And, well, to receive the information that I'm hearing this from Sister Bessie and producer and Gozi also, this is something to add to the hopeful reasons why people need to not abuse drugs and take it only as prescribed and not forcibly impose it on somebody else or be have it imposed on you. So to you again, both of you. Now, we have caller number three before I go on. Hi, caller number three. Would you mind telling your name, your show, and your day that you hopefully will be able to tell us the date when you're scheduled to be on again? If you're
Peace.
Oh,
Miss Antonia Best.
You, Brother Hooney.
Hall
All
of Fame
right.
nominated Miss Antonia Best. How you doing tonight?
Yeah. Oh, coming along. And how about you?
Doing excellent. You know, glad to hear.
Good.
You know, and I just give thanks all in all for what you do for us on a constant basis. I always want to say that.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I really feel for human beings and living beings, you know, that have gotten so far away from nature, and especially how we really got away from doing things, you know. And
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, Miss Antonia Betts. I'm really, really not even trying to hear when people try to force their way on me in any type of way, from the way that they
mm-hmm.
think, you get what I'm saying, to how they feel about me. And
yeah.
especially if they're going to inject into me a concoction that they decide
mm-hmm.
to make up. And like I said many times before, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of that. But what gets me is so many people are getting sick by them injecting certain stuff into human beings. And the sad thing about it, when you think about so many things that we're up against nowadays, from natural food. Remember back, and I'm going to say go back maybe 75 years, 50 years. A lot of people was a lot more healthier when they grew their own food. You get what I'm saying? And they pretty much lived off the land. Even if they was meat eaters, they still lived because they wasn't injecting and putting a whole bunch of additives in it to, you know, make, you know, what do you call it, like these buffalo breasts? You know, chicken ain't supposed to have no breasts and don't get that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's really, really, it's a crime against nature. And when you really, really look at all the things that's happening in our world, it's a crime against nature, regardless if you like that or not. Not you, Antonio Batch. If you look at the things in which the creator of all creators created divine law, right? And when when human beings pretty much got away from that and started allowing mankind and kind of man to be able to be the dictators of everything that happens in our life, you know, anything is capable of happening. You know, but again, thank you for all that
you
do.
Make sure you don't forget to announce your date and your time for the next show.
You know what? I'm still praying about it. I met a young lady just last night, and right now I'm really, really working on her being my special guest because as a sound therapist, I try to do stuff in elements going into my fifth year. In my last show, I spoke about the healing effects of comedy, right? Sound therapy's best secret. But I'm also trying to take each one of those four tenets, my workman's tools that I have been using for all of these years, and be able to do it show by show, kind of like dissect it into parts. You get what I'm saying? Right now, I'm being praying and meditating on my next show. All I can say right now, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, Hall of Fame, inducted or enshrined for the class of 2020. You always know I'm going to do my best to offer the world another advancement that's not only going to make us better as individuals, but also us as a whole, as a collective, okay? I don't even know the date yet because right now, you know, I do stuff in orderly fashion, okay?
Well, that all right, love you now. Everyone has to, yes, they know how to find you. They'll definitely set their clocks in the near future like I anticipate on doing for 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will get better at it because I've had a lot of things that have thrown me off course. But I will say that it'll be a show that'll be worthwhile in sound therapy. I listen to more music and or not even music, just nature sounds, you know, like they've been selling on the market to, you know, get people to, you know, go to sleep naturally. So it will be interesting to hear your take on it and your guest take. And so with that being said, I thank you, Brother Hooney. Let's ask you this also. So how are you on the subject of organic foods, maybe in a sentence or two, and on the subject of, what do they call it, when you cultivate a lot of waste material, you know, when you turn things over like old banana peelings, any other time I know, recycled materials, but because I've done it and gave it a shot and it looked like that the metabolic properties were breaking down and turning into natural minerals where you could even plant a potato and see how it does take effect, provided you get the bugs out of it. So what do you think about organic food these days?
Honestly, it's a step in the right direction, you know, and the good thing about it, nature have a way of renewing itself, and it's always been there. And the good thing about it, when you take things and let it naturally decompose, right, instead of, you know, these man-made chemicals, and I you know, I can't lie. I'm a pest controllist by trade. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of stuff that I was using, you know, when I first got into pest control was a synthetic version of what nature was already providing for us. You know, so ain't nothing wrong with, you know, turning a lot of the stuff that you once grew in a form of a crop and let it decompose. You have to turn around and turn it every so often. And to me, that's not only very, very potent, almost like, you know, a natural topsoil. Okay, so I definitely strongly suggest that. And my last thing is, you can actually grow stuff above ground now. So even if you're living in the concrete jungle, you can take time to create these little plots and take time to grow your own stuff too, which is a step in the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Listen, I hate to interrupt you, but considering that I have a few more questions I wanted to answer. I think people who called in, I know exactly what it's called now. Composting. You can break down the properties of coffee grounds. You can break down the properties of coffee grounds. And what was the other thing? Banana peelings, for example. And would some people believe that decomposed bodies may even, they may not even know, may have rat bodies or mice bodies that decompose safely, but that's why the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, checks these foods to make sure that they're not receiving any viruses or diseases from it. And I thank you so much, Brother Hooney. I look forward to the sound therapy. I'm just going to have to be more diligent about trying to stay close to home to take care of the matters that are very important to me by listening to you all, or at least tuning in if I have to be in the public and putting in the AirPods. And you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for sharing as well. Okay. Thank you, Producer Ngozi. I understand we have another person in session, so would they like to come in and discuss their take on this matter, the matters we've been all talking about? Who's calling, please?
Peace, Goddess. This is Asta Atunre. How are you tonight?
Oh, how are you? And who is this nice, serene voice belong to?
This is Asta Atunre calling out of Queens, New York. Didn't get to listen to your earlier parts of the show because I haven't been too long, got off work. So I decided to tune in, and I love the conversation. I just want to say one thing regarding, like, the drugs and everything. Opioids. And pharmaceutical drugs. I tell everyone it's a business, and the pharmaceutical companies and the CDC and the FDA, they make money off of stuff like this. But I tell everyone, I don't take anything away from natural remedies. Holistic healing works, and I try to tell a lot of people to push away the pharmaceutical drugs and move towards things like natural herbs, because that's what the body really needs. You know, our bodies are composed of 102 minerals. And if you take sea moss, bladder wrack, and burdock root, and you combine those herbs together, it gives your body those 102 minerals that it's supposed to compose every day. So the problem is we're not using the natural remedies that we're supposed to be using, and we're pushing towards pharmaceutical drugs that already addicting as it is because of the chemicals and the things that it has. And a lot of people don't understand that when you don't use natural things in your body, it creates so much toxins and mucus and diseases and illness, and now you're fighting all of these things, and your body is deteriorating as you're taking these things in. So we have to be mindful of, you know, who we're interacting with, and even the doctors that we're seeing who's writing these prescriptions. We have to be mindful of them, too. But I just wanted to chime in, and I'm enjoying your subject and everything that you're talking about. So keep shining.
Well, that is too sweet of you, and I thank you, and always welcome for you to come in and make any comment, because after all, you know, it's wonderful. I never knew about the 120-something, how many, 102 minerals in our bodies. That's an interesting fact. So yes, you're right. We don't want to have an overdose of medication and things like that. Because just like, I hate to say it, I hate to be a pessimist, but I'm realistic. Well, that's why some of the doctors remind you that you may be taking too many medicines. They're letting you know that it has its way of working against you, even though they're trying to, as far as they're concerned, make you better. It's like alcohol. If you ingest too much of that, what do you
do? Tony, there's a person that wants to give you a chat, too. Also, and this is a good question, and everybody called in, so glad they did.
Yeah, please.
Is it safe to take the booster shot before the 6 months? As the CDC is saying now, of course, anybody's over 18 years or older should take the booster shot now. But before, you know, it was all about, you know what I mean? You know, I thought it was a time limit. So now it's almost to a point where, you know, just like what Genesis of Mars Kent said, you know, they're trying to force you to do it even before that time. And we got another call after this, too, after you answer this question. Is it safe to take the booster before the 6 months? And then we'll bring on our next caller.
I'm glad they asked that because I don't know if anybody identified the fact that I mentioned that they said they recommend if you take the booster anywhere starting from 3 months on. So obviously it's been an improved situation, especially for those who have a weak immunity system. You ought to know when you have a weak immunity system, sometimes you experience physical challenges that don't allow you to push yourself to the extent that, you know, you may have normally been able to or somebody else could. And it don't mean that you're weak. It just means it may be a matter of time. Maybe your immunity system will change. But you want to be on the safe side, especially if the doctor says you have a weak immunity system, to maybe on the safe side. And still, if you can, take it anywhere from 3 to 6 months earlier. And then if not, they recommend for sure 6 months on. So thank you very much for posing that chat question. I didn't know anybody cared out there to extend their need to be able to find out what's going on with that, because that is very important. You want to know, is it like 1 month that you have to take, or do you have to take every month? Do you have to take it a year later? Because I pose those questions for myself as well, and I stay on top of it just in case. Thank you, producer Ngozi, and you said I have a caller. Glad to be able to hear from them. Thank you. Thank you for that person.
Here they are.
Okay. Hey, Antonio, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi. How are you, Jerry? Okay, good to hear from you.
So I was working. That's why I called in late, but I got to hear a little bit of Sister Bessie. Hello to her. I got to hear Huni all set. So, all right. Mm-hmm. You know I have to chime in on the organic and stuff. You know that, girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh,
all right,
sure.
So
I know you do.
What everybody has to really understand is this. It's not just about the organic. My entire lifestyle in my home is organic. My bed is organic. All my cleaning supplies, everything that goes on and in my body, all my food, everything, or I would be gone. You know, I was that sick many years ago.
You lived for a long time.
Yep,
I'm sorry. I had
years
to
continue
to
say
that.
My life. No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I changed my life 30 years ago. Everything is organic. 100% USDA grade organic. Make sure you see the circle. Okay?
Uh-huh.
If something just says organic or natural, no. It has to have the USDA grade green and white circle. Having said that, now, as far as the majority of our so-called foods today are not even food. Okay, unless they're USDA grade organic. They are GMO. They are over-the-top contaminated. Coffee is one of the number one things in this country. If it's not organic, it's one of the worst fertilized plants ever. Okay?
Oh.
Most toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to know that. But here's what I really want to say. It goes so much further than just your organic foods, because people that are saying, oh, I eat a lot of organic, or you have to make sure you're organic or this, are also wearing makeup that's killing them, using perfumes that's killing them. Hairsprays, that's killing them. And I owned a beauty salon business most of my life. I do makeup, plays. I stopped everything. So I had to learn the hard way. So even your clothes, what are you washing your clothes in? If you're washing your clothes in any regular detergents and then using dryer sheets, forget the organic food. It's not going to help you.
Yeah.
So I get passionate and angry because I want people to really understand you can't just change one thing. If you really, truly want to go on the road to health, really read everything and follow. I mean, you know, there's so I had to there was no Google back then, Antonia. I've been at, you know, this. I've traveled all over the world, Russia and Asia when it was communist, through Lenox Hill Hospital. I've done everything, all the legwork. So that's why I get angry, because it's so easy now for everyone to just Google and there's the info. I didn't have that. I would be gone. I was so sick back then. So
I believe
really, really, really understand it's much more than even organic food. It's your personal hygiene products. You know, everything goes right into your blood cells. But I want to share one more thing that's important. Chemo and radiation for cancer patients. It may cure you at that moment. But if you do not get your body back up to alkaline, you're going to get it again and die, because the chemo and radiation kill off the cancer cells and the good cells. So if your body is alkaline, guys, you cannot get cancer. Cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment.
Mm-hmm.
So people who get sick have an acidic environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to just share all that because I get so passionate about it.
Passion. And I love what you do. And I tell you, Jerry Tito, you have really encouraged me to go further into the subject of organic. But, and I'm going to tell you something else. Is there anything else besides the fact that you want to tell us when you might be scheduled for your next
show? This is going to be an incredible show, guys. Everyone, please. Please, please tune in. I think it's the 14th. It's the second Tuesday in December. That's my show, 9:30. And my special, I'm going to say, co-host guest is actually Brother O. I wrote an incredible poem about him, and this is why. Because I always try my best to close my December shows on all my networks out with God. And I want to just thank God and praise God for another incredible year in spite of. But Brother O rededicated his life to Jesus. And I want to highlight that. So that's what this show is going to be about, rededicating your life to Jesus.
Well, 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 well. Brother O, that means when the coronavirus clears up, you have to invite us to church. it may be church on the radio, but that will just be a delight. Thank you so much, Jerry Petito. So Jerry Petito is coming on December the 14th. I presume that Brother Hooney, he will be on 2 days following it on that Thursday evening, because it seems that they fall in line like that when they're scheduled.
Yes.
We just want to make sure everybody knows that much. Not that I'm predicting it, but that's good to hear. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, girlfriend,
you,
as you say, I tell you what, it was a delight to you. It was a delight having you on and discussing this and all of that, because you're talking about saving lives, people, and good information like that, you can't go wrong. I'm familiar somewhat with the alkaline metabolism, you know, being retweet, if you want to call it that, because, you know, people think that it's too late. They say, oh, I'm almost gone, I'm shot, I'm bound to this wheelchair. Sometimes maybe that's your destiny, but people had came up with some remarkable rebounds, and they were really blessed because they changed their life over to organic living. By the way, real fast, you know, speaking of organic living, real fast, I just wanted to say that if it weren't for the fact that when it comes to organic living, well, don't you know, back in the day, like Brother Hooney said about 30, 50 years ago, they actually practiced that in people in their own backyard. And there was no need for having to revert to specialized chemicals and this, that, and the other. And like you said, we know about the, we heard about the chickens and what people had referred to as mad cow disease. I can't verify it. I know put somebody in hot water that's famous. I don't want to mention you in a negative light. But, and, you know, there has been evidence of some organizations that had really created and wreaked a havoc. I don't name names because guess what? It's not for me to deal with it. It's for them and their guys. If they know they're not doing a justice to the average person's ability to live based on what some people ingest out here in the industry. So I thank her very much. And by the way, she has one of the most delightful performers. I thought he was the record, to be honest with you, until I tuned in and I heard him. I said, gosh, that's that guy's actual voice. I wish I could get around and go see him in these different venues that he mentioned. But, you know, take the roster, Rob. If it's meant for it to happen, I just hope I get blessed with the ability to, you know, receive some type of transportation in order to go see some of these people in action. Because after watching the Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga hour of beautiful music last night, I said, boy, I'm ready to start dealing with the diversity of some of the programs I used to be able to see, even if it was on late night TV back in the day when I was little. So thanks again. Now, I think we have another listener. Am I correct to say that, producer and Josie?
Yes, indeed. You have another caller on the line right now, calling in line with the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020. Miss Antonia Batts. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Philly. It's a true friend, Will of God. What's going on, Antonia?
Hey, how you doing, WOG? It sounds like you turned over in bed, woke up, and decided you would love for me to talk to you because you have something to say, and I'm going to listen. How are you doing, Will of God?
Well, you know me, I'm always trying to be black. It's a hard thing to be sometimes because, I shall not proceed.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, but I'm loving what you're talking about because you always make your daggone topics long sentences. So everybody be like, hold up. No, that ain't fair. How she get to say so much information?
Wait a minute.
But you just come out so wrong with it that I'm going to be real ignorant tonight, right? Because I just feel like it. I was being brought to my attention this morning on Channel 10 News. I'm going to put you out there, 10, that the lady that came on there, I guess they talked to, you know how you get on the news and they talk to you in your ear and say, hold up. You're saying the wrong thing. Change it. So she got the news, right? And she said the new vibrant that's coming out, she said literally this. She said that if whoever got vaccinated, the new vibrant, whatever it's called, the virus is coming out. It attaches to, you know, you who got vaccinated, and it migrates. It looks for that. I was like, what? And then she changed up and said, wait. And at the same time, she literally said, you could probably pull up the damn news. She literally said, and you know what? The best thing to do is get the booster shot, and it will help you fight off this new virus. And I'm like, how did she, and the people that was in the news looking at it like, what are you doing? And she covered herself up. Now, I'm looking at the name that's being created. Omar, whatever the hell the name is, it sounds like a person from outer space or probably a demon child. And I just thought about different things. Like, you remember how they used to say, you got to say their name? Sometimes a name is like chanting. And when you're chanting a name, it brings up that spirit. And if this new virus, and the name is so evil that everybody who catches it, the name knows that they die. It will bring fear to the people, and the people will live and feel it. Oh, did you get the oh, whatever the name is, virus? Oh, you cannot come over here. You've been testified. Testified? What the hell does that mean? What? As soon as you say you got COVID, obviously you cannot sue to anybody. You can't sue a doctor. You can't sue the hospital. And you damn stuff ain't going to sue the pharmacy. But now if you get this new thing, oh, Orion, I don't know the name of the joint. I can't even say it right. Because thank God I don't know how to say it, because that means I'm just putting it out there. But other things that you were saying, these kids is being so manipulated. They're doing so much crazy stuff. Even with the people driving in the cars in Philadelphia and spinning around, thank God nobody got hit, because it'd be like, pat, 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 bang. You like, damn, they made a new song. Everybody got hit and they flew in the air at the same time making a damn song. You know, it would have been live on video in front of the damn cops.
I'm trying to confirm you. Before anybody misunderstand where he's going, he went from the subject of the fact that he just did not feel comfortable with somebody mentioning, if I'm not mistaken, the booster shot. And then, you know, when he went and went to the pap, 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 and the cars and the kids and all, he was going to address something that I was going to briefly touch on in a few minutes. Now, I'm a little pressed for time, only because I have another caller, and I wanted to finish a portion of
okay.
my question. That is in regard to that subject, what you had mentioned. But it was wonderful that you did remind me to briefly touch on that, because people do their catastrophize and say, all these kids, these kids that they realize that some of these people are not exactly in their 20s or mid-30s on down. So don't think the millennials or the iGeners are the persons behind those masks. You'd be surprised who sometimes leaves it. It may be predominantly their age group. I don't know, but we will discuss that hopefully on another show. I thank you for mentioning that WOG.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, my show is on Friday night. My show's on Friday night, December. My show Friday night, December. I guess it's going to be December 17th, because when I hear Jerry and Honey and Angela have this show, I know my show popping. But my topic's going to be kind of real raw. It's going to be like real rugged and raw. And my topic's going to be
basically,
it's called, Have You Ever Had a Real Chance to Think? And if so, what have you ever thought, and why now? It's going to be live open forum just for 2021. Rough, rugged, and raw. My show's called Too Thorough by Will or Die. I'm going to just give everybody a chance to think. And I want to know what their thoughts is. Because since we're moving out of December and moving to a new world of January, I want to hear your last damn thought.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. As a matter of fact, everyone, he sort of probably wants to have like a wrap-up for the year 2021. And he would like to see what's on the minds of people, which is a very welcoming thing for a good reason. For so many things we've been through, the least and then some, what you may look forward to. So with that being said, let me say, I believe you're on the day after Brother Hooney, it sounds like, which is like on the day, a couple of days after Jerry, which we're talking December 14th, I believe. So we're going to just say, we'll just make that a week of definite tuning in. If I'm in the public, I'm taking my AirPods so at least I can hear you. It's a shame I can't be everywhere all the time, but there are reasons. Nevertheless, I appreciate it, Will of God, and thank you for your input. I understand why people sometimes defy the thought of the booster, because a lot of people, well, the president says don't panic even about this new one coming on. The Omicron, or however it's called, because right at this moment, Pfizer says they're going to get the same treatment for the Omicron or whatever it is that they had given for the other viruses. So they're going to start there. But that's something, and it beats nothing. But, you know, just use your own judgment on whether if you think that you can work with what they got to offer. And how they use any wood nickels, in other words, because wood nickels may not be a good thing to take upon not knowing whether it's worthwhile or not. With that being said, thank you. Okay. I appreciate it. Okay, next caller, please.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. Guess who's calling back?
Well, why, we have a cake or something delicious you would like to mail to me. You can always get my address from Brother O and send it, you know, COD, however you plan to. Yes. Hi, Brother Hooney, and hopefully it's something good that you'd like to tell me. I mean,
all good. Look, Miss Antonia, I mean, I'm so happy. Yeah. I mean, right now I done messed around and caught the ghost holy out here. I feel like cooling the gang right about now. You know why?
Okay. Why?
But you know why?
Well,
anyway.
I wish I could say that.
I just want to say to you, congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Betts, on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record with your 30th all-time.
Okay.
How about those organic apples? Anyway,
well,
I love you. So proud of you, okay?
I'll take a small bushel, and I love you too, hon. As a matter of fact, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. No matter what you celebrate, as long as it's not the devil, that's your business if you did, but I'll pass on that, but I'm just teasing. But with that being said, I appreciate it, and that's very, very kind of you.
That's just so major because, again, you put in some serious work for ONE Dynasty. Mm-hmm. I mean, you left a digital, I wouldn't even call it a footprint. You know, and thank you for all that you do and all that you continue to do, okay?
Okay, and God bless you too, Brother Rudy, and love you back, you know. Well, with that being said, I look forward to seeing or hearing from you on December 16th, it sounds like. And, you know, I didn't forget the sound therapy because I have a long story but that could be shortened. If we hear your show, I'll give you a brief synopsis why I can appreciate that. Wow. So with that being said, listen, if you don't mind, and I appreciate the information about me being celebrated for my 30th, but I just want to go back to the transcript because something that you would find very interesting. Well, number one, somebody had brought up the subject of, wow, I hate to even have to jump around on this because there are other things that are very important. I guess I'll pass on the fifth wave of COVID because it's already here now, the Omicron thing. Let's see about what does the word corona mean. That's interesting, but we can pass. But it says, where did COVID-19 come from? This is just a revamp for those who don't remember or just don't know. The experts say that SARS-CoV-2 originated in bats. You know, the things that fly around, little creatures in the cave, they can be blood-sucking bats, or, well, I doubt they're fruit-eating bats. Yes, there are more than one type of bat. Some do not eat food, okay, flesh, or suck any blood. But anyway, they said that is how the coronavirus is back in the Middle East, behind the Middle East, had really started with the respiratory syndrome called MERS, M-E-R-S, and severe acute respiratory syndrome, standing for SARS, S-A-R-S. So with that being said, I said, wow, isn't that amazing? So it started in the Middle East, but how many centuries ago? Would you believe this was actually originated in about 55 million years ago, in the year 8000 BCE, that these things have actually been, the viruses existed, that they know of on record anyway. So keep that in consideration. So everybody tell me something. Doesn't that tell you that something's been going on with the ecosystem out there in the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the land masses? Because when, for example, there was a movie, real fast, that spoke of Ebola thing. And the movie had mentioned about the cutting down of trees, which released airborne intricate particles that had obviously, and I think Dustin Hoffman installed in it with a movie wife, and it was really traumatic. And let's just say, I said, wow, with them saying that this coronavirus was airborne, and I said, what does that sound like to you? And it obviously reverted back to the name of that movie. I forgot what it may have been called, Contagion or something. But anyway, that seems comparable. So and how about this? Can coronavirus disease spread through the air conditioner of the house? Well, there's a doctor named Waleed Javid, Associate Professor of Medicine of Infectious Disease in the School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. And he said it is possible, but maybe not likely. If someone in a house who is infected with the virus is coughing and sneezing and not being careful, then the tiny virus particles and respiratory droplets could be circulated in the air. Anything that moves air currents around them can spread these droplets, whether it is in an air conditioning system, a window system, where the air conditioning unit forces heat into the house, or even a fan. Keep in mind, we're talking about a constant movement of motion in degrees and temperatures. And with that being said, that publication is called Does Air Conditioning Increase the Spread? However, that publication is being presented by MountSinai.org. It's a blog. Let's see. I hate to eliminate some of the most important questions you can imagine. You see, how long does it take for the coronavirus to disappear when you're vaccinated? They say among 137 survivors of COVID-19, they're giving you a percentage. The virus shredding was based on testing ranged from 8 to 37 days with approximately 20 days to be considered. So if you would say that if you got your vaccination or treatment in the hospital, whatever, they feel as though that at least 37 days is about the longest time. 8, that'll be surprising, but 20 is the average. Okay. It says, how long can you test positive for COVID-19? People who have recovered from COVID-19 can continue to test positive for up to 3 months. And they said that in order to kill it, COVID-19, heating the virus containing objects for 3 minutes of a room temperature about 75 degrees. In other words, the average room temperature that's comfortable or hotter, but they recommend or hotter, can possibly kill some properties of the COVID-19. If you could take heat up until 90 degrees, you're doing well, but I don't recommend that you overdo it because the heat may mess with your personal metabolism. How many coronaviruses are there? Well, I just heard 30, according to Sister Betsy, and they said it is like a publication you may want to revert to called How Many Coronavirus Strains Are There? Because they don't state it in that answer specifically. Let me see, what is the difference between SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19? Well, it is not known. From what it seemed like, they're both respiratory syndrome. That's definitely the SARS. And so the best thing to take into consideration is both are definitely relatable, but it's not only respiratory related. There may be other things that make a connection. Anytime they say that they consider pre-existing people before they reach 65 at that time and under, if they have the pre-existing things, it may be more than just respiratory issues. that also are indications that they have a compromised system that don't want to adjust to receiving that COVID-19 into their system without being vaccinated and trying to, you know, get these people to protect themselves. And they said it lasts up to 3 months, the specimens of the onset illness under, you know, the concentrated form of all this SARS and all this going on. So your best bet is just to, if you can, protect yourself the best way you find. Some people sell those vitamins like zinc, vitamin A, from what I hear, for those who prefer not to go that route at first. But as time goes on, let's not always forget our mask wearing, our hand sanitizer, if we can, or washing them. Check your clothes, you know, make sure you can shake off whatever you can, stop around, however. And I still feel, by all means, if we have medical people out there who have a huge abundance of nothing but these materials to share with other countries, let's not be particular about where we share it. Share it where it's needed the most, and that way we can knock it out just like a bowling ball. We'll knock out pins in a bowling alley, hopefully, and work your way to the smallest pin so you can definitely hopefully cancel and rid the earth of all this stuff, okay? And let me see. If I can just at least get to the part that definitely deals with the children, you know, that I didn't want to. It says, can I have sex during the coronavirus pandemic? I didn't want them to hear this. It says, if both of you are healthy and feeling well and are practicing social distance and have not known exposure to anyone else with COVID-19, touching, hugging, kissing, and sex are more likely to be safe. That was mentioned in April 15, 2020. And it says, how safe is intimacy with a partner during COVID-19? If both of you are healthy and feeling well and are practicing social distancing and have not known exposure to anyone with COVID-19, touching, hugging, kissing, and sex are the same thing. Most likely, they say specifically, be safe, because some people sort of double dip elsewhere and we go, oh, they can happen. So don't subject somebody to anything unless you get tested. Be hopefully before you come in contact with them too closely. It's also a subject that they would like to mention right here. Before you look for being intimate with someone during the COVID-19 pandemic, just say be careful. High-risk encounter like sex, you should be mindballing ill to COVID-19. And it says that they would like for you to consider if you have the feeling that something's going on, test yourself and keep a distance until you're safe or sure of yourself 5 to 7 days after their interaction with that person, and do not be near them. Just still execute social distancing until you test yourself, just out of respect for another person, if you care for them, is the question. Now, how about kissing? Something a little bit more serene, more consideration, and taken in more consideration by, you know, someone, especially kids, you know, when they are out there experimenting. Can you get COVID from kissing someone? Well, you may be able to find a way to put it to them gently. It is well known that the coronavirus infects the body and other parts of the airways, but the research indicates viruses also infect the mouth cells as well. So you don't want to kiss someone who's got COVID, for not least real fast. There was a situation where they asked somewhere down the line other ways to practice safe sex, you know, during COVID, and I got a laugh out of this one, but they suggested masturbation. They said, but if you do that, make sure you're clean before, you know, clean your hands and whatever else. And they even said toys, which really made me laugh, and before and after the masturbation as a way to be able to become abstinent until you feel comfortable about engaging into anything with anybody else before and after coronavirus and the rest of their family. Thank you very much. And it's a shame that I couldn't come up with the other answers to the other things that concerned me, but I found this very important to cover more than anything, and I hope you all have a blessed holiday And maybe some of you kids out there who don't get a chance to receive anything for Christmas, I know what it's like. Been there, you know. But thank God we weren't raised to be materialistic. But if we just didn't get the item until years later, maybe a few years later, we may be a little older for our little board game that involved fun. But guess what? Got it, was grateful. And as a result, I'm hoping that someone else spread the joy to give a kid a decent and mindfully wonderful Christmas present of something that you may not have to break the bank for. You will find out that your heart can be really touched, especially people in the orphanage who don't get a chance to experience a healthy childhood sometimes. Sometimes they do, and if you do, God bless you for making their day by at least giving them a little trinket, something that they can put away and don't have to step on or make somebody feel a danger from. God bless you. And thank you very much. And Brother O, I know it's your time. Sorry I went over a little, but please, by all means, comment and do us some justice for the holiday season. Put a smile on our face, please.
Well, first of all, happy Kwanzaa to those who celebrate, because I do. So definitely, and that's a situation where we give, you know, 8 gifts in 8 days. So that's a wonderful thing. I want to thank Antonia for what she did tonight. You know, like Will of God said, you know, she has so many topics for a little time. You know, it's almost like on your ear like Carol Burnett. It's so nice we're at this time together. So it's all good. But we want to congratulate her on her 30th O&E Syndicated Station All-Time Connection record. Understand that this young lady is historic, and she's our most tenured host, and it's always good to see, you know, a host like herself garner the all-time record. And we want to thank her for what she does for us on a constant basis, as well as all of our hosts who sacrifice their time to be with O&E Dynasty. I want to thank Nationwide Insurance for not counting the robbery to support us and sponsor us, because without sponsorship, we're not on the air. So I want to thank everybody for that. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with Jerick Thomas and Lil T Time. 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising the O&E, which is over at Ellie and Gozy Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on that. Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. All of Delhi and Gozy at Pimps, Google Plus. All of Delhi and Malibu Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, InfoGuru, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole De Lay. Thine goes with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delhi and Malibu. We're in Gozy saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. For the next 2 minutes, we have the 2020 International Net Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, Ms. Antonia Betts. On the clock, 2 minutes.
Thank you very, very much. Well, producer Gozy, he pretty much summed it up well, you know. I was really pleased to hear that, you know, Jerry Petito said that he has found, you know, Jesus Christ, because I tell you, it's not an easy thing to admit to people that you are involved in what they call religion. I just call it ownership of whatever God brings your way, and it really works no matter how you actually put it. And with that being said, that's just a wonderful way to start off the month of December, which will be here in a couple of days. I appreciate the congratulations for the national, my personal on-time announcement of my 30th national, whatever, however they put it, you know what I'm saying. I'm just trying to rush. But I will hope that everybody have a wonderful holiday. There's a thing with these trees. People are putting up trees, but they're plastic, and they cost more than a real tree. So, you know, I find that very odd, being traditional. But it's their life and their tree. There are people who are not able to afford a tree. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break out the good old decorations and just hang them on anything that will allow me to hang on, you know, and then make some goodies available if somebody drops through. If not, they're not going to go to waste. I have enough little kids to live in my neighborhood that if their parents allow them to have it, God bless them, they can have that. And then, you know, however the parents want to do, they can take the rest of them with them if they want them. And if not, you know, I can always buy a box of instruments and listen to cute Christmas music and watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas, only to keep my spirits up and let you know that there's still hope out there. Take care of yourselves, everybody, because they say don't panic, and I agree. But with the evolution of the mutation of this coronavirus, you know, cell that was pretty much out there since, I guess, December, but specifically announced in March of 2020, if you don't do the medicine right away or take the vitamins or however you choose to do it to start out with, consider putting a mask on consistently. I don't have a problem complying with that the best that I can. Consider sanitizing your hands and what have you. Consider if you got donations of excess masks, you know, out of goodwill, donate them to a facility that would definitely appreciate that, because that's very important for the existence of people to be able to continue on as a human race to avoid the spreading of these diseases. I don't tell you this because I would like to dominate anybody's idea on they wish to address this, because it is overwhelming when some people become demanding. I can understand it very well. But then again, on the other hand, just for the sake of saying to yourself, oh, what the heck, I love my family, and it's not going to be just about me, but I'm going to